Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Eniade.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
But it is Tuesday at 3:30, which means it's time for another edition of the ever-popular game, Posted and Toasted.
It's time for Posted and Toasted.
I'll read the old tweets of some of our fellow FAN co-workers and see if Tiki can guess them. And these are very timely. We pulled some timely Posted and Toasteds. Are you ready?
I am.
April 17th, 2023. Walk Freddie Freeman every single time. Signed, Mets fans. Is that person Greg Giannotti, Craig Carton, Evan Roberts, Tommy Lugauer, or Sal Licata?
Well, you said Craig Carton?
Yeah, he was a Met fan at one point.
He was a fake Met fan.
So we're not counting him?
No.
So you're not, it's not him?
Tommy Lugauer.
It's bull.
Wow.
Nailed it.
How'd you nail that?
Nailed it.
Especially because earlier in the show, Tommy was one of the people introducing the idea of banning intentional walks.
That's why. It's a swerve.
I figured me out.
Yes.
That's pretty good. So at some point, Tommy, you were for intentional walks.
Well, hold on a second.
You were against it.
That tweet is from Tommy the Met fan and Freddie Freeman constantly just ripping our hearts out. Mm. This is more of an IBO looking at it from a perspective of you're robbing a baseball fan by not seeing Ohtani with the bat in his hands in a World Series.
Are game. You less aggrieved because he's no longer a Brave?
What's the word you use there?
Aggrieved.
What
like
is that?
Angry
mean?
By it. Like,
angry
it,
by
it frustrates you. Freddie Freeman.
No, I think Freddie Freeman.
He hits a walk-off home run last night. It's just majestic. It's just gorgeous. Are you like, damn it, Freddie Freeman,
no,
I hate you.
I actually think Freddie Freeman is the most underrated.
Damn you to hell. He's damn the, you all
I
to
should
hell.
Do that. Planet of the Apes. I think he's the most underrated superstar of his generation. I really, he's so great, and he does not get talked about as
same,
great as he
I
is.
Mean, he does it in the most critical moments. That's what makes him unbelievable.
I think everything you said, Tommy, ended last night at 3 a.m. because I think he was the most underappreciated superstar of our generation. But now, with multiple walk-off home runs in the World Series,
right.
And he's probably going to end up
the World Series MVP last year.
I know. This is just adding to it.
Right.
He's going to become a three-time world champion, twice with the Dodgers, multiple walk-off home runs. One's a grand slam. Like, I think that he's now no longer.
Right. Like, even in our fantasy league that we're always in, he kept getting put back in the pool. I'm like, this guy is great. Why is he not kept every year?
How about another Freddie Freeman tweet? This is from November 15th, 2021. Love Freeman, but given the abundance of other needs, the Yankees should hone in on Matt Olson as plan A and Anthony Rizzo as plan B at first base.
That's Brandon Tierney.
I was wrong. How did you know that?
Because I remember working with him, and that's all he would talk about.
I was wrong.
The RZA.
That he preferred Matt Olson and Anthony Rizzo
to
Freddie Freeman?
The RZA.
Yeah, that's a bad L.
He loved RZA.
I was wrong. Did you agree with that take, Sean, back in the day?
Actually, I was worse. I don't even think I mentioned Olson. It was more about just sign Rizzo for 3 years instead of giving 7 years to Freeman. However, I was also operating under Brian Cashman's brain in that if you spent on Freeman, we were screwed everywhere else.
Interesting.
Makes sense.
Mm.
I mean, which is what, unfortunately, Yankee fans have gotten used
exactly.
to.
Exactly. So that's why every not signed Freeman take needs to be taken with a grain of salt.
Fair enough. No, and by the way, Matt Olson's been a really good player. Is he Freddie Freeman? No. He would also have cost you a lot in terms of trade value. Probably Anthony Volpe's in that deal, which at the time you would have hated. Now you would have been like, great. That would have been the best trade ever. This one is from February 19th, 2021. Also timely because we know the Knicks are facing Giannis tonight. Mm. Let all the hate pour in. It's all fine. But if Giannis is your number one, you will never, ever win a title. Too deficient at vital aspects of the game.
Wow.
Giannis will never win a title. Is that Chris McMonagle, Keith McPherson, Brandon Tierney, or Tommy Lugauer?
That's Keith McPherson.
You're wrong.
Now, you were having a perfect day today.
I was.
He was on fire.
Now I have no idea.
Can I guess?
Go ahead.
The use of the word deficient screams Brandon Tierney.
Okay, and I was wrong. Next question.
Good job. Back-to-back BTs.
All right. Solid. Solid call on that one, Sean.
Very good. And finally, April 26th, 2022. Mm-hmm. Now, there's
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
So, what's that thing called? That thing that signals that something is greater than other. You know, like that little math symbol.
The greater symbol. Than? Greater than or equal to?
Greater. Like I'm holding my hands out like a Pac-Man
like
mouth.
Like a V.
Yeah, it's like a sideways V. What is that called?
It's called
the greater than sign.
Yes.
Okay. I just want to, it's in the tweets. I want to be able to use it correctly.
So wait, which way is it pointing?
The first name is going to be the greater than. Okay. This is from April 26, 2022.
So the V is swallowing the first name?
Yes, which means that first name is better than the other names.
Yes, yes. Anthony, if it's the other way, it's less than.
Anthony Rizzo, better than Matt Olson and Freddie Freeman. Is that person Sal Licata, Keith McPherson, Chris McMonagle, or Sean Morash?
Hmm. Since Sean asked about it, I think it was Sean.
You're wrong.
Sean has been cleared.
Keith?
That's right.
Perplexing Pegasus we're riding.
Keith McPherson.
Perplexing Pegasus.
That was a good one. Yeah, a lot of Yankee fans clearly preferred Anthony Rizzo to Freddie Freeman. That's what we've learned from this whole discussion.
Can you do the greater than or equal to sign?
What do you mean, can you do it?
Like, can you type it? Is it in your phone?
Yes.
Yes, you have to go to the symbols.
The greater than or equal to is in your phone. 100%. I've never used that one.
Yeah, when you go to, like, the keyboard and then you flip it around a little bit.
Got it.
You could eventually find it.
Nice.
I think a part of why Keith, BT, Sean all preferred someone other than Freddie Freeman is that, to your point, to a variety of your point, you were brainwashed. Because I want to take you back to an interview with Brian Cashman, done right here on WFAN.
About Freddie Freeman?
Yes, about Freddie Freeman. Oh. I was doing the show with Craig, and I asked point blank, Brian, did you make an offer to Freddie Freeman? And here's what Brian Cashman said.
Yeah, we never made an offer, an official offer, whether it was Correa or Freeman.
He confirmed no offer was ever made. And so I think the Yankee fan almost just accepted that they were never going after him, even if he was the perfect guy to go after.
He'd have been a great Yankee.
He would have been an amazing Yankee.
We might have won the World Series last year instead of losing it.
You might have? I mean, isn't that the easiest you would have you could ever find? Like, the concern about him is that he was 32. And so that was naturally the issue. Okay, he's 32 years old. Are the best years still ahead of him? And if you look at what he's done over his 4 years in L.A.
What was his contract? I mean, what did he end up getting?
6 years, 162. So he's got two more years left on this deal.
And 6 years, 162 is what, about $22 million a year, something in that range?
Yeah, it's not egregious. It's not stupid.
No.
It's high.
It was the years. It was the fact that you were going to have him until he was 37 years old. But I think you looked at his career, and you probably felt, I'll get 4 good years out of him.
Yeah.
And look, there's still 2 more years left on that deal, but my God. Yeah, Sean, there's no maybe.
I mean, it already feels like it's paid for itself because of the World Series MVP last year.
Not even close.
And now it looks like he's gonna make it feel like a cheap deal.
If we're being real, like looking back, we've all screamed and yelled about Machado and Bryce Harper. And all the Freddie Freeman is the biggest miss in terms of what the Yankees never did that they should have done.
They
in
never
Brian
even
Ketcher's
gave
tenure.
An offer.
Yeah. Like all
so,
those
so
guys.
So that means they didn't want him. They didn't want him based on, so I only cut that part of the Cashman interview, right. But I listened to other aspects. What he said was, we were in contact and knew what his agent was asking for. And they were just never comfortable going to that level. They weren't comfortable giving him a 6-year contract.
I can understand that.
You can understand it, but sometimes in life you got to take risks.
Yeah.
And when we talk about the Yankees not being the Dodgers.
Well, you were just wrong. They were just wrong.
They were wrong. Because, and they weren't just the only ones because Sean was accepting it. Oh, right. We'll get Anthony Rizzo. We'll be okay. I mean, Anthony Rizzo isn't Freddie Freeman.
Right.
And what's amazing about Freddie Freeman, to the point made earlier, and I forget if it was you, Teague, I think it was actually you, Tommy, that he's become more of a Dodger than a Brave. Look, he spent 12 years in Atlanta. He won a World Series. It's going to almost be impossible for him to not be a Brave. But in the 4 years he's been with L.A., he's actually had better years than his best years in Atlanta. So he's put up monster numbers. He's about to win probably a second World Championship. He's already got 1 World Series MVP. He's had 2 epic moments. Like, it's unbelievable. He'll never be a Brave, but he's certainly cutting the lead in half, if you will.
It was actually Sean that said that, but I think the perfect comp is Kevin Durant. We're going to think of him as a Golden State Warrior, not as an Oklahoma City Thunder player.
Even though
he had great years there, he was on a super team in the NBA.
Because Freddie won his title with the Braves.
I mean, they made the NBA Finals.
They didn't win a title.
Okay, but they got close. You're not going to think of KD as a Warrior?
Well, that's different. I'm just saying I don't agree with the Freeman Durant.
But the reason why I bring that up is the comp is because Freddie Freeman is on a historic, team with a lot of stars in LA, so that raises his profile.
But he's
much
clutch.
Like it did with Durant
he's
with Golden
clutch
State
in these ridiculous ways.
So was KD with the Warriors.
Yeah, I don't know. But I feel like he was so long in OKC, and he got close, and then he left OKC to go right to the team that he couldn't beat.
Right, but I don't think Durant would have been the guy he is now if he didn't go to Golden State.
Ultimately, I feel like Durant belongs to nobody. He's a star without a home because he's been so many places and he's been good at most of them. Save for the Nets.
No, he was great with the Nets.
Except for 1 year.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.